This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Jane Greer, a marriage and family therapist, psychotherapist, author, radio host, and creator of Shrink Wrap, the popular commentary on what we can learn from the trials and triumphs of not only celebrity, but all relationships. She's the author of 6 books, including her latest, Am I Lying to Myself? How to Overcome Denial and See the Truth. And Dr. Greer, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. And for starters, let's start out with the denial part. What is denial? Let's talk about that.
Well, denial is what so many people find themselves smack in the middle of, the den of denial, I call it. It's a coping mechanism. It's how we deal with the unpleasantries in life, from small situations to major upheavals. And basically, we tell ourselves, it's not so bad. It could be worse. The reality is, it's bad and it's worse.
And just that response alone, I'm sure, has gotten the attention of the audience. So what do you look for to recognize denial in yourself? And what are the red flags? Talk to us about that as well.
Well, I think so many times people are mired in hope. And I talk about the elements of denial, wishing and hoping. People wish for things to happen the way they want them to. They see things occurring the way they wish it would be. And then they keep hoping. So for example, you want your partner to propose, your boyfriend, or want your boyfriend to propose, and you keep wishing and hoping, but it's 3 years down the road and you're in what I call a going nowhere relationship and he's not proposing, but you're stuck in denial because maybe next month or maybe when you take that trip, he will. And that scenario occurs for so many people in so many different instances.
Now, Dr. Greer, how do you know if you're dealing with someone who is in denial?
Well, that is the question of the hour. When someone's in denial, they think they're right. They believe what they say and see, and they are closed to whatever suggestion or advice or opinion you might want to offer. So if you think a colleague is working too long and getting taken advantage of by the boss, and you start to tell her what she could do or what you think is happening, you're going to be met with, no, he's working hard. You're going to be met with denial. If you try and tell a sister that you think she needs to lose weight, or is she really taking good care of herself, not exercising, you're going to be met with, no, I'm fine. I'm okay. I don't need to go to the gym. Or, yeah, I hear you. And then they're just going to discount immediately what you say. More often than not, you're going to butt heads with somebody. When you try and get close up an inch into somebody's denial, you're usually getting into the combat zone.
Really great to have you on to talk about relationships today. We're speaking with Dr. Jane Greer, a marriage and family therapist, psychotherapist, author, radio host, and creator of Shrink Wrap. She's also the author of 6 books, including her latest, Am I Lying to Myself? How to Overcome Denial and See the Truth, here on eHealth Radio's Relationship and Family channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, next question for you. What's the best way to handle someone who is in denial about a problem or bad behavior?
Well, I always tell people, do not give advice. Do not offer, let me tell you what I think you could do or should do. Always ask the person, does it bother them? Are they uncomfortable by the fact that they're overweight? They're not getting to sleep. They're not managing their finances. They're drinking too much. Things that you see going on, but don't know. So first ask them. And do not offer advice, because advice will always be rejected. And particularly when you're dealing with the person that I call the stay stuck complainer, that's the person who's always unhappy. They always have a situation which makes them miserable, which they're complaining about, which they are, you know, just don't know how it happened to them. And inevitably, it's like a fishing rod. They hook you and reel you in to start telling them how to make their lives better, because we all want to help the people that we care about. So you start offering, well, you could try this. Nah, that's not going to work. Well, you could do that. No, I tried that. That didn't work. 45 minutes later, you're going to be exhausted and depleted. They will not have budged from their posture of misery. And you hang up the phone or walk away from a luncheon drained, and they're in the same place they were before everything started. So do not offer advice, even if you're with a stay-stuck complainer who's saying, what can I do? Once you throw them an opinion and they reject it, you then know the MO and you can say, you know what? Maybe I'm not the person to talk to about this. Have you thought about talking to a therapist, or have you considered talking to, you know, to somebody else? Because I don't really have answers.
That is a fantastic approach, and I can certainly understand that you're trying to give advice to someone who's not going to even acknowledge the advice. So that is certainly, that approach is definitely a winner. Certainly sounds like it anyway. Now, what is a stay-stuck complainer, and how do you deal with them?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was just describing. That's the person who refuses to take in or take on any suggestion or tip, constructive advice that you might suggest to them. They will refute it. They will negate it. They will counter it. They will poke holes in it and tell you why it won't work. And so they're really invested in staying where they are and complaining about it and letting you know how badly they feel. And, you know, it's really hard. We want to help people. We want to make things better for them. So it's very tempting. Everybody dives headfirst into the water with the stay-stuck complainer of trying to give them suggestions or tips to make it better. It's only when you realize you're, you know, screaming to the wind, you're not going to get through, you're not going to get heard, and you don't have to make it better for them. You just have to listen for a little while. And I even encourage people to put a time limit on how long you're going to stay on the phone or spend time, so that you're not pulling your hair out after an hour of complaints. You know, I say to people, you can get on the phone and say, listen, I just wanted to catch up. I have 20 minutes and then I'm going to have to go, so that you can even time limit your time with a stay stuck complainer, so that you don't feel weighted down and pulled under by them.
Dr. Greer, really appreciate your spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio and for the insight and information shared with us on this program. But before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we do conclude today?
Well, you know, denial, it's the new buzzword. Denial is the Houdini of the heart. Denial is ignore that man behind the curtain. The truth is that we all have denial. When we confront our denial, as painful or as difficult as it can be to see the facts, to see what's in front of us, to see reality, when you do, you can then make choices, have options, and actually take control of your life to make it better and to be stronger. When you're in denial, you're basically in limbo. Things stay the same, but very often the things that stay the same are the things which make you unhappy and feeling badly. So seeing through denial, overcoming it, and seeing the truth empowers you, enables you to take your life on, tackle it, and get to higher ground to live a happier, more fulfilling life.
No doubt you've inspired someone here today, Dr. Greer. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure listeners want to know where they could get more information on yourself as well as your other books. And of course, pick up the new book, Am I Lying to Myself? Where can folks get further details online?
Well, you can certainly go to drjanegreer.com and you can purchase it right from my website, which offers up Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Roman and Littlefield. It, all the places to purchase it are right there.
And that's easy enough. And of course, listeners, you'll find that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, folks, it is drjanegreer.com. Dr. Greer, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on the Health Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody.
And you too. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Jane Greer, a marriage and family therapist, psychotherapist, author, and radio host, as well as the creator of Shrink Wrap. She's also the author of 6 books, including her latest, Am I Lying to Myself? How to Overcome Denial and See the Truth. And again, for all the details, visit drjanegreer.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.